Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Samach Tes, as well as Daf Samach Beis, is the same issue in Hilchos Erevin, and that is, what is one to do? One is making an Erev in a large area, and there is either an Akum, as described in the Mishnah on Samach Aleph and Beis, Samach Beis and Aleph, that prohibits making an Erev with him if there are more than if there is more than one Jew in the Chatzer, or, as the Gemara describes on Daf Samach Tes, that a Mumar L'Chalol Shabbos, if there is someone who openly rejects Shabbos, and as we will spell out, if he does not have a din of a Tinok Shenishba, he has a din of an Akum as well, how is one supposed to make an Eruv in such an instance? Because, as the Mishnah describes, someone who has a din and Akum, so then in such an instance, a Schiras Rishus is required. A halacha that becomes very important in this regard in Shulchan Aruch is in Simin Shin Pei Bei, Sif Yud Bei. The Mechaber writes, Em Eina Rotze Lahaskir. If the Goy does not want to be maskir, then Yiskariv Lo Echad Mibnei Achatzer Ad Shiyashu Lo Rishus, Shiyehe Loi Rishus Laniach Bo Shum Dovar. If the Jew knows somebody who's able to leave things in the house of the Akum, then the Havale Kischiru Lakito, like we learned in the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalid, Umaskir Shaloi Midas Ha'ena Yehudi. So then in such a case, he could also rent from him. The Chazon Ish writes in Simin Pei Beis Sifkot and Tes that in the times that the custom was to rent the Rishus from the policeman, because the policeman has the right from the government to go in even against the will of the Baal HaBayis, and therefore renting the public areas as well as the houses of the Mechalele Shabbos, or more specifically the Mumar Lechalele Shabbos, and the Akum can be done through the police. There were those who came after who said that the Chazon Ish only said this in Europe, where there wasn't the same Bill of Rights that people had. And that was in those times in Europe where the policemen domineered with a heavy hand. However, in the United States of America, where there is a greater democratic process, or in Medinas Yisrael, where as well it's a democracy and personal rights are honored and respected more by the police, there are some who say that the Schiras Rishus would not work because they don't have the right to go into the house of the individuals. This is quoted as a position of Rav Yoshev Zichrona Livracha in Archa Shabbos, Perek Chavches Ha'ara Kuf Memches, that renting from the police or the municipality today would not be acceptable. Some have suggested a different idea, and that is to suggest that the renting take place from the electric company, because many of the electric companies or the water companies have the right to be able to go into the house. And for that matter, here in Eretz Yisrael, a water clock is placed in many, many, many homes. And there it's mamish schiro lakita, because we do not own the water clocks. Nevertheless, the water company has it in our houses, and he mamish takes a place in our home. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in the Sefer Mincha Shlomo, I believe, as well as in that Ha'ara in Archa Shabbos, is quoted as disagreeing with his Mechut in Rav Yashiv. And his argument is based on the Ginas Vradim in Klal Gimel Sif Chav Beis, who says that if in emergency time the police would enter the house, then that would be enough for them to be considered Schiro Ulakita. Even though generally the police do not act on it, that is enough for them to have shlita over the area. For that matter, the government as well would have a din of schiro and lakita. So what would emerge is that according to Rav Yoshev, it could very well be that a company like the electric company or the water company might be, I don't know what Rav Yoshev's opinion was, particularly on that issue, might be a better route, although Rav Yoshev might have very well been machmir in that regard as well, which will create a tremendous problem of making an Eruv today, because almost every area will have Mechale Shabbos Befarhesia, unfortunately, as well as in the States, Akum, what's also very common in Eretz Yisrael. So the suggestion would be either to rent from the electric company or the water company. According to Reb Shlomo Zalman, and I think this is the custom in America, was to rent, do the schirus from the municipality or the police, and the ginas of Radim would be enough to rely on. In regards to a mumar b'challah Shabbos today, that is, of course, a well-known discussion. We've summarized in Maseches Brachos some of the basic shitos in this regard of how to look at Achenu B'nai Yisrael that unfortunately are not Shomer Torah or Mitzvos. The approach of the Chazon Ish, a celebrated paragraph in Yoredeya, is to point out that many Jews today might have, again, today was in quotes, the Chazon Ish was talking in his days, who did not have a Jewish education at all, that they would have a din of Tinok Shenishba. Many have argued that that was talking about in the Chazon Ish's days, where people who grew up did not know anything about Torah mitzvahs whatsoever. However, if they were exposed to Torah mitzvahs, they would not have that din of Tinok Shenishba, which is the position of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, as quoted by Rav Nevinzal in the Biyitzchak Yikare in Simin Shin Chof Tes, that Bizman Hazem, many Jews who grow up, even if they got an inferior education, would not have a din of a Tinok Shenishba, except for those who grew up in oppressive regimes like in the Soviet Union and so on. According to this approach, then unfortunately they would have a din of Mumar L'chalal Shabbos b'farhesya. Chazon Ish emphasizes that each case needs to be judged independently, and if they do, then there is a schirus that would be unfortunately required, and one would do it as described above, either through the municipality, the police, or according to some, through a company that literally is socher v'locate by having something in the individual's homes. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Samach Beis and Daf Samach Tes.